ancient archaeological finds, we know that since the dawn of human history, men have fantasized about sexing two chicks with one dick. Finally, for the first time, we can learn the exact method that you can use to effortlessly score threesomes with hot chicks. Enjoy.
And yeah, that's what we're gonna be doing today with Super Seducer. Since there's all these PUA guys on here, I figured we might as well do a PUA grift ourselves. And that's gonna be this being a dick. Not being a dick, but Super Seducer 3. Yeah, being a dick. Yeah, Super Seducer 3, being a dick we did. Also, check that out if you're not a PUA grifter guy. But hey, even if you're not, like, you can still enjoy this. It's still fucking funny. I'm half asleep. Let's fucking go. Met Denise a few days ago and invited her for a date in a bar. She seems cool. You want to arrange a threesome, obviously. And the first part of your job is to find a girl and get her to come home when you find Denise.
Since I was a small baby, what's the difference between Netherlands and Holland?
Oh, I get asked the question all the time.
Yeah, you do? If you're bored, you don't need to answer.
Oh, no, I definitely don't feel bored, otherwise, you know, I wouldn't be here, right? No, but the Netherlands basically has 12 provinces, uh-huh. And two of them are called the northern and the southern of Holland.
Do you know the name of the other 10? You don't need to tell me, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I think if one's called Groningen, which is really hard to pronounce.
Groningen.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, you said Groningen. It right.
Yeah. Gotta go to the Netherlands.
Right, yeah.
The girls now would be like, will you just stop saying the damn word?
But I want to go deeper on this, right?
Right.
Because you're Dutch, mm-hmm. Not Hollandish.
You say Dutch.
No,
Neverlandine or something.
Right.
So what's that about?
I don't know. I have no idea.
We'll check
that out, right?
We'll have to.
People don't ask you that. You said people always ask you the difference between Holland and Netherlands.
Yeah.
They don't ask you about Dutch.
No, I wouldn't even know.
See how smart I am to think about that?
You're very smart, I have to say.
And they say go Dutch, like split the bill. In America, they say let's go Dutch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know, I've never been to America. I would love to go sometime.
Ah, but even on American TV, they talk about like splitting the bill. They say, let's go Dutch. Let's go Dutch?
I've never heard of it. Oh. I honestly haven't.
I think the idea is that like Holland or Netherlands is like more advanced and the women are more independent, so they
right.
pay. And so mm-hmm. it's like, let's go Dutch. Maybe, I don't know.
Well,
no,
I would say Dutch people are very independent. Dutch women, definitely. Sorry, maybe it's like that. I don't know.
You notice he keeps that eye contact.
I like it. I'm not the best.
Yeah, that's hard for me to do. Albeit,
it takes practice.
It does.
I used to be bad about looking away from women when I talk.
It depends on the woman.
Yeah.
There's some women I can look at every damn day, but
like my friends are women, but.
Like,
ones
yeah,
I was interested in that
yeah,
used
that
to feel
attracted
but
to, yeah.
But I just faked it till I made it.
Right.
Oh man, that's sad, yeah? Poor
yeah.
guy. So he's going to be disappointed at something.
He's going to be very disappointed
but
at something.
Yeah, even
yeah.
when you have a normal conversation with someone you're not trying to sleep with, you need to do eye
right.
contact. It's good.
Oh, well, I know that. I do
good
that.
Policy.
Where do you think she's from?
I have absolutely no idea.
You don't know?
No.
I
then you can tell
she's...
who's intimidated by you because they'll
absolutely,
look away.
Absolutely, yeah.
She is Dutch.
Danish.
Yeah.
She's definitely Danish.
Definitely not.
Yeah, definitely, like Copenhagen.
Copenhagen?
Yeah, west side, west Copenhagen.
No, I don't believe you.
You don't think so?
I really don't.
I'm so sure. Tell you what, let's bet on it. You don't even need to bet. I'll bet. What have I got? 20 euro. If I'm right, what'd you say?
You're on.
Why are you bros talking to this ugly skank in order to neg her? Oof! Probably not a good idea.
No.
Both of you go over. Mm-hmm. Just you go over. You go over and whisper, I want to fuck the shit out of you in her ear and then lick her ear. Oof!
Both go over.
Yeah.
Let's go find out.
Yeah, let's go.
Seeing how the girl's into it, usually think it eases their mind.
Hey,
it's not.
Excuse me. Okay, how are you doing?
Hi,
good evening.
Good
evening.
Nice to meet you.
See? Yeah, that'll
Thank
work.
You. Oh, you're good. Thank you.
That's correct. The guys will look at the two of you and think you're a couple, think that you're no threat,
right.
Think that you're not trying it on with their friend, so it has a much better chance of working. One of your friends could also distract this group. So you can settle this for us. We were having a bet over there, and I was sure that you're from Denmark. Was I right?
No.
Oh, no. I was so sure. Yeah. 20 euros
but
you want.
Nice
look.
Try. Come on.
You sure? You sure you're not from?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm
going
to take it. Just take
euros.
Your loss. Thank
well
you.
Done, well done. You got me.
Don't be a bad loser.
I didn't realize that. I thought they're asking if she
actually,
was.
I'm from Slutsk.
In Belarus.
Really? Have you heard about this country?
Belarus. It's like Eastern Europe somewhere.
Yeah, it's in Europe. It's a small but very beautiful country.
I don't think Belarus is on the list.
Thank you.
He would have been wrong.
Belarus isn't doing too well right now. They're over there in the Russian conflict. Yeah, they're fucking... Dude, they're actually under the Russian ban right now. They're making them where they can't buy things.
Yeah.
They're banning sales in Belarus, too. Sucks for the Belarusian
Hold
people.
On. Pull out a gun, shoot one of the guys in the chest for no reason. That would be something to see, but I'm pretty sure it might mess your game up.
That was jealousy in the girl you were with? Tell them to compare boobs and encourage touching, or tell Carolyn that Denise is bisexual. That was jealousy. I keep thinking jealousy.
Yeah, the jealousy sometimes. But hold on.
Don't want to do, because that sounds crazy. That sounds ridiculous.
It's like that time when punched the girl in the face. Yeah, bitch!
See, that was great.
that was great.
Funny.
I feel like the gun would be fun to watch, but it'd mess your score up.
Yeah.
It's either the jealousy or the bisexual, but I don't know if... You know, just saying someone's bisexual out of the blue. Do see what happens.
Caroline, this is a lovely outfit. It's really nice. The color is great on you. With the blonde hair, like the color, was it green or teal or something?
Olive. Yes.
Yeah, it looks great, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does look great. I love your shoes, by the way. It's really good.
Thank you.
So many compliments. Pleasure.
In making the level, I spoke to many experts on the subject of threesomes, and this was one of the things that they suggested as a first step.
Hmm.
So, Denise, you said you're Dutch? Right, yeah, from
wow,
Netherlands.
That's great. I've never heard the language. Can you say something in Dutch?
Oh, what would you like to say?
How about, you're very beautiful, something like that.
Oh, je bent heel erg mooi.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah, you try first.
Oh, what? Can you repeat, please?
Je bent heel erg mooi.
Je bent heel erg mooi.
Really
that's
good.
Great.
Nice first try.
Yeah,
je
that's
bent,
my first try.
Je bent
Heel erg mooi.
Heel.
Yeah,
heel erg mooi.
Exactly. Yeah.
How do you say I love you?
Ik hou van jou.
Ich hou van jou?
Ich is like German, like, right?
No, not German, sounds like Chinese.
It'd take me a minute to get
it's close to German.
Of course.
It's like Italian's close to Spanish. And French.
Let's see, Denise gave us this kind of
share some similarities.
So what do you want to find out?
Let's do the same, like, I love you in Belarus.
It's easier to be kahayu. I'm just joking. No. Я тебе кахаю. Я тебе кахаю.
Кахаю.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. We all learned something.
Yeah, it's very soft language. It sounds like music to an ear.
Yeah, it sounds very nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. Make sure. On the first day.
Ask her how to say I'd like a blowjob, please, in Dutch.
Say that Denise is your girlfriend.
Oof, I'm really confused.
I don't know what did they establish at first.
I'm not sure. Whew. All I know is it says, make sure Carolyn knows that you're on a first date with Denise and say that Denise is your girlfriend. One of these two.
Yeah. I would like a blowjob, please. No, that's the wrong answer. I'm almost certain of it.
God, it would be funny.
I'm almost 88% sure. Are they on the first? Man, I wish I knew. Because that would... I don't know if she's...
You want to go with A or B? It's really confusing.
Let's go A and see what happens.
So Caroline, Denise and I, we met like a week ago, and then tonight we're on a first date.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. She's so cool, super sociable.
Oh, thank you. You're not so bad yourself.
It's a good first date, not like one of those awkward ones where you need to be rescued or...
So far you haven't had any
bad first
like
dates? Of course, yeah. Never my fault, obviously.
Maybe of course not, of course not. But you can never know, maybe she prefers this kind of first date. Maybe, you know, maybe no jump or summer, no snowboarding. No?
Yeah, those are good. No, activity dates are good, especially if you don't want to talk.
They bring you closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, first day, like, kind of chatting, getting to know each other is really lovely. So having a good time.
One of the things that we want to avoid is Caroline thinking that we're weird swingers. So by saying this, there's just the first date and we're out having fun. We're social people. It's much more likely to work and not freak out.
Okay.
Well,
Caroline, you know what's really cool?
Right. I would have thought they were swingers.
Like,
yeah.
Social groups. Normally people just hang out with the people they work with or the people that they went to university with. But no, we've met and it's so
cool.
I really appreciate that because most people are like sheep, you know, they just stay with their friends. So cheers to meeting new people.
I'm open for new experiences.
I've already finished. That's good.
Same.
Find some commonalities between them?
What's the point? The difference?
Speaking of sheep, if nobody was around and you were all alone, would you let a sheep go down on you? No.
A seems like the right answer.
Denise is super talented.
Oh.
Yeah, she has some videos on Instagram even. She does hip-hop dancing. Or she did it, let me remember, she told me 7 years?
Yeah, I've been teaching for 7 years, right? And I've been dancing since I was 5 years old. Yeah.
Super cool.
Actually, I'm a dancer too. I have my own dance school.
But what are the odds?
Right. That's like, I have my own dance. A bit of torque.
A bit of torque.
It's unfortunately a type of dance.
I love.
I bet she's great.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so, energetic.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
I would love to get a class sometime.
But hip hop back in the 90s. Fuck that bitch, you know what I mean?
The two girls start to get along well and connect on things.
Hip hop really got watered down. I'm gonna be honest.
Face down, ass up. That's the way we let me.
Dude, they don't even do that shit no more. Hip hop is so watered down now.
I think we need some more drinks. Would you like another drink?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
What would you like? Maybe Cuba Libre, the same. Okay, this is rum and coke, right? Just the main. Yeah, and the lemon. Lemon. Yeah. All right. Do you want a drink as well? Yeah, we're gonna go with the drink. Yeah, we'll go together. Okay, see you. See you. Hey mate, could we have same again for us, and could we have a rum and coke, and any cheap rum is okay, and with lemon. Thanks.
That's right. Don't spend your whole wad.
Tell her she has a fractured sexual identity with a good girl and bad girl side. Use reverse psychology. Tell her she looks like a really boring girl, goes to bed at 9 p.m. every night, never masturbates. Tell her about windows and the windmills and wooden clogs from Holland. I'm really fucking confused. Are we going to play A?
See. I don't... It seems like telling someone they aren't shit is gonna backfire.
Especially when he's got this nice persona and then just goes all the way into,
yeah,
you're a moon.
I feel like, yeah, of course, the way they write the questions may not necessarily mean how you think he's gonna.
Holland, the land of windmills.
Right.
I bet you love all that stuff, windmills and those wooden clocks. Why are you not wearing them tonight?
Do you have any idea how hard it is to wear those things?
What's wrong? They're not comfortable. Wooden clocks.
No, they're definitely not.
They make a noise.
Well, first of all, that, and they're not very comfortable to wear in general anyway.
Do you just wear them to church or to... When do you wear them in general?
We don't.
No, they don't.
I mean, you don't, like, eat pizza every night, do you?
Now the way I'm looking...
Well, not every night, no. So you don't do the clogs or windmills?
No, no.
Sounds like you might have
noise. Is there anything
like
typically Dutch that you do?
No, actually, no. Come think about
it.
No. Super
international.
Yeah.
In general, it's better to avoid the predictable conversations, and this might be one about the Netherlands. But it could be funny if done in the right way.
Said that could work in the right way, but you were supposed to do one of those weird ones.
Stunning. Yeah.
Is, like, in terms of women, is she your kind of type? Or you prefer...
Yeah, I would say she's definitely my type. I would normally go for, like, I love women with, like, really long hair. That's kind of my thing, but she's absolutely stunning. So, yeah, maybe.
Okay, that's great. Well, you're great too. Give me a hug.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just gonna go to the toilet if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
You can't say the bathroom. Leave Denise at the bar while you, to wait until you come back. Go back and ask Carolyn to look after Denise while you go to the toilet. Invite both of them to the toilet with you? Why?
Do B.
Look, I'm not going to leave you here because there might be sexual predators, perverts, and you look quite young, so it could even be pedophiles. Let's take you.
Pedophiles.
Hey, Caroline.
Hey.
Listen, I'm just going to the bathroom.
All right.
Could you look after Denise?
Yeah.
Make sure no one attacks her.
Don't worry. Cheers. But be careful. I might want to sue her.
Mine.
Nice to see you again. Good. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
Good.
Where's your cocktail?
Yeah, nice one. This is a good opportunity to give the two girls some bonding time, and you've got a good reason to do it. So, yeah, that's much better than leaving Denise just standing there on her own.
Right.
Two girls?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
Hey. Our drink's not ready yet, no?
No!
That's all right. What it takes to mix rum with coke. Good
yeah.
Lord.
Jesus.
Got some countries.
Yeah. I'm do it all the damn time. Used to.
I could make a room in Coke in 4 seconds flat.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never been to Holland.
Tell me.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never been to Belarus before.
With a good
time. You said you'd never been out of Europe. Yeah?
No, I've never been out
of
Europe.
To America?
No, never.
Really?
Have you, Caroline?
Yeah, I've been to the United States.
Yeah?
Like,
oh, really?
Three times, yeah.
And anywhere else?
Damn.
Asia?
Yeah, I've just come back from China.
From China? I've been to China as well.
Oh, wow.
Like a huge trip to China. Mm-hmm. Visited lots of places. Yeah, that's so cool.
I tried so bad at this
freaking
wet market.
So, Richard, I was just wondering, mm-hmm. what would you think of our Danish?
What?
This was a couple years before that.
Yeah.
Not too many, though. It was fairly recent.
Patient zero right here.
Alright.
Cheers.
I mean, it took them a long goddamn time to. Everybody's got a different type of glass. They're trying to get her drunk.
We are take Caroline further away from her group.
Show playful dominance by grabbing her by the hair. No.
They pulling her away. B. Because you definitely want, if in a pickup artist, you want to get her away from her group because they'll cock block you a lot of times.
Yeah, cool.
Oh! Alright, so you bring them both.
Yeah, it's good to get her a little further
away from the group,
right. Because all kinds of things could go wrong that could blow up your evening otherwise. And yeah, this is a good excuse just to get some space
and move
strategy. A bit further away.
It's like playing a...
I wonder how much he pays girls to just sit around and half naked.
Right. He's got money, I'm sure.
Did you notice? In
shift.
Have some-
oh, shit.
You like modern
W.
Art?
D.
I'm probably into modern art.
Space.
Sorry.
S.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. It's
we
like,
didn't know it was what.
I don't know about modern art or old art. What do you call it? Old art, yeah? I don't really know about that. But I like Jay-Z.
Get
and he's his house is like a museum. And he can see him when he's peeing. And I liked it because he rhymed peeing with museum. They don't really rhyme, but he managed it. So that's art.
Really?
I think
art.
You. Fuck you. Yeah.
That's an interesting way to see art, I guess. Yeah.
And whatever, get them to be competitive with each other. Get them to be compliment to each other. Play a game where each girl rates your dick from 1 to 10. If they choose the same number, they win. Show your nurturing side by telling this story about a time you found a kitten that was too young for solid food and your ex girlfriend fed it her breast milk.
B. It's B. It's that sounds.
Girls, you know, I've got this problem. Women have told me in the past that I'm really bad at giving compliments. Yeah. I don't know why it is. It just doesn't come naturally.
You might want to have your keyboard on hand. You never know when letters are going to start
right.
popping up.
What compliment would you give Caroline?
That would be my complaint about
it. I would definitely say I think her eyes are very pretty.
Uh-huh.
And... yeah, I think she's really like glowing as a person.
That's a good one. Glow. She has a special.
Yeah, a special like energy.
Glow.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So sweet.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And I look like the lips. They're so soft. Like, thank you. Your face so beautiful.
Yeah. That's better than I would have done. I might have said, I like your eyes more. I like your eyes.
Nice try.
Using this little trick, we've managed to get them to say some nice things to each other, and that's great. You know, if we can get the attraction building
Forbes
up
woman.
Between the two of them, then it's going to make your life a lot easier. You guys have dancing in common, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we do. Yeah, Dennis, can you show me some moves, maybe from hip-hop dancing? I would love to if you can show me some of yours as well.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's exchange our
okay, let's go.
Hi.
He does look like he does sex trafficking or something. Oh yeah, that's professional work right there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like that.
I didn't know they had Broadway in Europe. And the Belarus women got some figures.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Now the figures are all on OnlyFans. Ah, that's not an invitation, sir.
Nah, I wouldn't go on OnlyFans. I say the best things in life are free.
Well, true. Get in the middle and make a super seducer sandwich. Keep dancing with them. Push them together saying you're not good enough to dance with them. Do the double tit grab and turn them both on?
keep dancing. I don't know. If it might be a...
There we go. Yeah, that kind of works, right?
No, it did not. It should have been me.
Yeah?
Are you shy?
Ah!
Speak about dancing.
It was good. It was okay.
Yeah,
you
got full sun.
But it's normal to fuck up.
That's super awkward.
You should take some dancing lessons to
get
some. To another level.
I could give you some lessons.
I bet he will. Maybe next time.
Maybe.
This is a little bit too much too soon, you know, trying to grab everything you can. And it might work if they were super wasted and super up for it, but in a lot of cases it just wouldn't help and would be kind of strange and awkward, especially with everyone looking in the bar.
She's looking like, what in the world is she supposed to do?
Andrew, he's really,
she's
really
doing
handsome.
It.
Like, he's very tall, he's got blue eyes, dark hair, like, all the women love him. When he's in the bar, he'll be walking through with me, and everyone checks him out, because he's, you know, taller than everyone, looks really good. And he just can't tell at all whether a woman likes him or not. Like, in conversation or anything. He always says, oh, I don't think she likes me. And I can see her there, like,
yeah,
really
trying,
yeah. So what do you do? Are you good at kind of flirting and sending signals with guys?
I think I if I were to make sure a guy knows that I like him, I'd kind of move in, I would touch him a little bit, and I would play with my hair.
Yeah, they always play with their hair.
Maybe give him compliments on his look, on his clothes.
Yeah, she's constantly just playing with her damn hair all the time. I mean,
I was like, man, she wants me bad.
God, yeah.
She's like, no, I have headlights. Never mind.
Okay, well, I need to really go to the bathroom. Would you excuse me?
It's like, no, I got a cure for that. Light shampoo.
Okay. Well, as long as you don't move, stay here.
I'll stay like this.
No move.
Joke about how they're actually going to the bathroom to make out.
No.
Tell them to change something about their appearance to try to trick me. Oh, I like that.
Tell them to change. Oh.
I want to try that.
Listen, when you go to the bathroom, why don't you try to trick me with something? Change something in your appearance and see if I notice.
Let's try it.
See, that's pretty good. I like that idea.
Then you come back and your options are, what did they change? You're like, oh, shit.
And it's like, oh, we could actually, yeah, because they weren't thinking about that before.
Encouraging them to have a conspiracy between them is great. It increases the connection. Super cool thing to do. And if they'd gone to the bathroom and changed clothes, then would have been even better.
But they didn't change clothes.
Welcome back. So did you change something?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Okay, I think you changed...
But then they change. Can you tell? Oh, shit.
Not yeah, what did I tell you? Okay, it's not... let's say... I don't see... I'd say bracelet.
You want to go? Is that going to be your final answer?
Underwear sounds super pervy.
Yeah, it does.
But in Europe, who am I to say?
Well, I think I've got it.
Oh.
Are you sure?
You did better.
I'm sure. I was thinking it could be your rings, but I'm going to go with bracelet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah? Yes.
Did you follow us to the restroom?
No, but that's a good idea for next time. I just watched on the camera, the
that's
security.
Surprising.
You don't know they have one in there.
Sounds illegal.
Yeah. Well, what about that? I guess. Observe.
Speaking of things that are illegal.
Good idea, yeah.
The Andy Warhol prints, then, yeah. Ask Caroline, have you ever kissed a girl? Have you ever fucked a girl with a strap on? Have you ever been molested by a relative?
Play two truths and a lie. They have that on some dating sites now. Two truths and a lie. Bumble.
Okay.
Two truths, one lie.
They do that on Bumble.
I've heard about it.
It's not truth or dare, it's something else.
Oh.
So basically you say three statements about yourself. One is a lie,
and the other
two
is
true. And then you need to
guess. That's actually kind of fun.
Is a lie. Okay.
Okay.
Should I go first?
So they make you do that on like dating sites now?
Yeah, that's an option you can do when it says put things about yourself.
Okay.
Oh, that's lie.
Definitely.
That's lie.
I don't like cats.
That's true.
I'm gonna try that.
And I've.
Well, he's gonna explain himself.
Right.
So which is it like?
It has to be McDonald's.
Okay. No.
You've never been to McDonald's?
You've never had to shave on Mars planet or where?
No, I just go past it.
I just go past it.
You're wrong, so what's the lie then? Cats or travel?
I would say that you... would lie about not liking cats, and I think you really like cats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's right. I like cats, but I'm allergic. I like cats.
Aww.
A little bit allergic.
That makes sense. Right, it's all
so you got it wrong. You both failed. All right, who's next?
I can start.
All right.
I can easily fall for a guy who has a good sense of humor. The next one, I used to be fat. And the third one, broke my leg by jumping upstairs.
Upstairs.
All right. As soon as he gets back, we'll go with this one. Sorry, folks, live show. This is what we're doing. Okay, so she's got two... You know this game. Okay, the first one is I used to be fat. The second one is I can easily fall for a guy with a good sense of humor. And the third one is I once broke my leg jumping upstairs.
Used to be fat?
You think so? I was going to say jumping upstairs. Ooh, shit.
That sounds too strange to be a lie.
Yeah.
This
is too particular to be a lie, for sure.
Yeah. So maybe the second one.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was too easy.
Yeah.
No, she used to be fat.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm bad at playing.
Denise?
So.
Let's see. I think you're going to be good.
Let me think. The first thing is I have a dog.
Oh.
The second thing is I have a belly button piercing. And the third one is I have traveled to Italy.
Italy's in Europe, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Italy? Or have a dog?
Thought a lot for the last one, but then it was only traveling to Italy, so probably you did.
Mm-hmm.
But then dog, But you said you like
I'm
cats.
Choosing between the piercing and Italy.
I'm choosing between dog and Italy. What do you want to go for?
I'll go for piercing.
I'll go with dog.
Who's right? That one! Of course, not a lie, I actually do have belly button piercing.
We knew she did.
I don't have a dog.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, I think we should visit the restaurant.
And I didn't even know that about the cat.
She's not cheating, okay?
Yeah, this is one of those other little tricks and gambits that you can use, something that you can remember and deploy in real life in those situations where you run out of stuff to say or a conversation isn't so interesting.
Just sit there and look pretty, girls.
Pretty well. So if you want to up your conversation skills, then you can use stuff like that until you get to the point where you don't need them anymore. What were we talking about?
Would you please excuse me?
Yeah, sure.
So, what do you think?
About what? Her friends? Oh, about Caroline. She's so, what do they say, bubbly, positive energy, cool person, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I like her.
Caroline back. Making sure she's cool with it.
Do you think I could invite her back? Should I invite her to come to the house with us?
I think you should. Yeah.
Yeah? You don't
definitely.
Mind?
All
right,
no,
great.
I don't mind at all. Okay. Well, it's a good idea.
It's usually better to get the girl to invite her
back. Oh, yep. See, I was
right. Well, I thought about that, but the seeing if she was okay with it.
Right.
Recently, you have to invite her back. Hmm. What would you think she really likes?
It's too long. So you need extra holes.
Yeah.
Champagne and a view.
I don't give a reason.
But I don't know. Maybe champagne and a view? They got that easily on hand in Europe.
Just keep it simple, champagne and a view.
Oh, yeah? That might be a good one. Yeah. I think she'll be into that. Definitely.
Let's see.
Oh, hey, welcome back.
Your friend's going, yeah?
Yeah, he's there now.
Good friends?
Yeah.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he's good.
It's always good to give a reason, even if that reason is quite weak. Studies have shown that when you add the word because and, you know, some reason, people are more likely to agree to something. You can read more about that in books by Robert Cialdini.
Well, you gonna look him up, Robert Cialdini?
Maybe we
should, Robert Cialdini.
Go look him up.
Fantastic view, you got some nice champagne.
Well, why not?
Yeah, cool.
Sounds like a cool plan.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. Okay.
Let's get out of here.
To be continued. Oh. Well, that was threesome part one.
One, yeah.
More locked. What is this? Like an older woman or something?
American.
Then there's one that looks like it's on dating apps. Look at that.
Okay.
That one might be interesting. That's about how to do it on dating apps.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, the woman who's got the cell phone in the hand.
That
sounds interesting. We have to get
we
have
gotta
to get
there
it.
First. Six principles.
So what did you find for him?
Okay, Cialdini's six principles of persuasion are reciprocity, scarcity, authority, commitment, and consistency.
Reciprocity.
Liking and consensus. understanding these rules, you can use them to persuade and influence others.
Yep. So you can sell some books, I'm sure.
Alright,
let me see. You can probably get them out to get in place on the internet. Do we go forward, or are we ending here?
What do you think? What time? How long did it take?
I don't know, but it's gonna be
2:30 now.
Yeah. Do you wanna go ahead and end it here?
Yeah, we can end it. We can do part two next time.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and do the second part of the threesome later. But you guys are gonna get both videos. They're gonna get the one with the lesbian sex, and then you're gonna get the one with the threesome. The sex that I like, where it's, you know, imagination, which people just don't fucking have anymore.
I figured if they paste these out, if you see part one, you're going to want to stick around for the next time to see part two. What is it? Oh, it's just part, or two parts.
Yeah, it's two parts. And then we have this, which is two parts. And then you'll have the cell phone. I don't know what this is. And there's some interesting stuff here. All right.
Okay.
So, thanks for joining us. And this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we're out.
Later.